The market has clearly been pricing in a more hawkish Fed of late, abandoning bets that once seemed a lot surer about a policy pivot. And another round of wide-ranging data out of the U.S. on Friday, once again making this point, showing a stronger case for robust global growth and an extended tightening cycle. And so, for the most part, stocks have been lower and the U.S. dollar higher. Of course, there have been some exceptions, the most glaring exception coming from the Canadian dollar, which was a clear outperformer on Friday on account of a massive booming blowout Canada employment number. The yen is another currency that's been kind of doing its own thing, this most likely as the market tries to figure out exactly where the new appointment for BOJ governor stands on monetary policy. Early reports have him leaning more hawkish, which would be a departure from what we've seen from BOJ policy over the past several years. But again, the jury is still out and we'll need to get a little more color for a better indication of exactly where this incoming governor stands. Elsewhere, oil prices have been very well supported, with the commodity getting another boost on the news of Russian production cuts in retaliation of Western sanctions. Key standouts on today's calendar come from a Fed Bowman speech and U.S. consumer inflation expectations. That's all for now.